fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, the program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. I hope you had a wonderful and a restful weekend. Well, today, we celebrate the solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul. It's a great day for us to remember those two great apostles, Peter and Paul. And a solemnity is the highest-ranking holy day in the Church's annual calendar, in a liturgical calendar. There's other things we celebrate, feasts and memorials, but solemnity is a special day. The word solemnity is taken from the Latin word, which means festival, and the Church commemorates the most important events, really, in the life of salvation history on solemn days like today. As I was praying about this week and the programs, thinking about Saints Peter and Paul, and some of the readings that we've been receiving that the Church has been giving us over the last few days, the last few weeks. In fact, yesterday, for example, at Mass on Sunday, there's a reading from Wisdom, the Wisdom literature, talking about that God did not make death. It's a very interesting passage. God did not make death. He said, for God, later on in the passage, said, for God formed man to be imperishable, the image of his own nature he made him. But by the envy of the devil, death entered the world. And they who belong to his company experience it. It was a day, as a reading yesterday, that helped us remember that we're in a battle, that we're in a battle against a real being that's set against us, and that through the envy of the devil, through Satan, death entered the world. Because through the devil's his seduction, he led Adam and Eve, into temptation, who responded to his seduction and his lies and believed lies about God, ended up disobeying God, and as a result, death enters the world. So Paul tells us at one point, death comes through sin, all men and women sin, therefore all men and women die. So there's the origin, and so we're born into this battle. And one of the things that St. Peter and Paul remind us consistently is that the Christian life is a spiritual combat. You read the story of Paul's life through the Acts of the Apostles and his letters, you see how much trial and suffering and difficulty he went through, and St. Peter as well. And then eventually they both were martyred for the faith, but they were unique, they were special apostles, but they teach us very clearly that for every Christian, life on earth is a trial. It's a spiritual combat. And it's something that we can forget easily. I think too many people who've been baptized today sort of live the American vision, the American dream, which is essentially a secular one. A secular worldview that life on earth here is meant to be mainly a pleasure cruise. It's mainly meant to be fun, as much fun as you can possibly have. And because we're living in such a materialistic and consumer-oriented society, narcissistic, self-centered in so many ways, it's very easy to shift from understanding the larger eternal perspective that the goal of my life is not to be found here in this world, but in the next world, that this world is a preparation for me to be able to enter the next world, that as this reading from Wisdom teaches us, that God has made us imperishable and eternal creatures that are destined to participate with him in eternal life and to share in his glory. And that we see in the gift of his Son, Jesus Christ, the reality, as Jesus said, he came to bear witness to the truth. He told Pilate, when Pilate asked him, you know, who is he? He said, I came to testify to the truth. That's why I was born. That's why I came into the world. Of course, the famous line, the response by Pilate, you know, what is truth? He's staring right at the truth, the person of Jesus Christ. And Jesus himself spoke so clearly and experienced in his life this spiritual battle, this spiritual combat. 1 John, the letter of 1 John said, you know, the reason Jesus came into the world was to destroy the power of the devil. And we know on the cross, through his death, and his resurrection, now ascension into glory, seated at the right hand of the Father, he disarmed the principalities and powers. He destroyed Satan's ultimate hold and claim over every human heart. And now Jesus Christ has recaptured the world. Ultimately, the destiny of the world is in the hands of Jesus Christ. The war has been won, but there are battles and skirmishes happening in this world, and we're in the middle of it. According to the plan of God, the time we're living in, this time between the two comings of Jesus, is the time of the Holy Spirit and the time of witness. It's a time when the Holy Spirit, through the preaching of the gospel, through the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, brings people from death to life, to snatches people from the hands of the enemy, and equips them to participate in Jesus' life and to effectively fight against the devil. Remembering St. Paul's teaching from Ephesians chapter 6, there's an important passage there where Paul reminds us what we're up against in this world and what the fight is really about. You know, every day in the news we hear about riots in the inner cities, violence and conflict, people fighting people, whether it's wars, whether it's individuals, you know, jumping out of cars and fighting on the street because of road rage or whatever it is. All that material or physical human battle that goes on is a manifestation of a deeper battle, the spiritual conflict. The hostility that emerges in people's lives and in relationships is rooted in a deeper spiritual battle. We are literally, as Christians, meant to live with a militant posture, to know that each day is a spiritual combat, and that each day we need to be equipped. And so Paul reminds us here in chapter 6 of Ephesians. He said, "For we're not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." So who are you up against? Who set against you? Paul makes it clear. Each one of us needs to say, "I am Peter Herbeck." Each day, part of what I need to face each day is the reality that I'm fighting against powers and principalities and rulers of this present darkness. And literally, I'm up against spiritual hosts of wickedness that are in the heavenly places. This is a battle I can't fight on my own resources. I can't fight it with human will only. The only way I can have victory over Satan, the only way anybody can have victory over Satan and the devil, is to be in Christ. Jesus is the one who's conquered and destroyed the devil. It's Jesus alone who can set us free from the sin that enslaves us to the devil. It's only Christ who, through the gift and power of the Holy Spirit, through the life and the teaching of the church, through the Word of God, through the sacraments, through the grace that he gives to us, it's only through these realities that we can have the strength to be able to resist the devil and his plan and his work against us. And his constant attempt to manipulate the world around us to create greater and greater means of seduction, to distract us, to draw us into the lie that he keeps spinning over and over again, that somehow God can't be trusted, God's commandments are not going to make us happy, they're going to ruin our lives, that we need to take our lives in our own hands and we need to fashion our own life, our own truth, our own way, our own destiny, our own identity, that the way to happiness and freedom is not in God's direction, but it's according to my flesh. The devil, when he tempts us and seduces us, he doesn't manifest himself. He presents to us goods. He presents to us things that look good and that he knows we're drawn to because he knows our condition, our fallen human condition. The flesh that's in us. He tempts human flesh. That's the dimension of us that wants to say no to God and say yes to me and my desires, my passions, and my interest. So the devil will present to us these things. The spiritual forces that are set against us don't expose themselves directly, but they hide themselves, and they're constantly seducing us because they know if we say yes to what's forbidden, they can lead us into deeper condition of slavery. If we say yes to sin and no to God, we open the door for the devil to come and to exercise his power to lead us, grab us by the nose, to enslave us, lead us wherever he wants to go. And so we're warned. We're warned to be alert, to be sober, to be ready to fight the battle. Pope Francis not long ago was talking about this very reading from Paul in Ephesians. He was reflecting on it. He said, "From whom do I have to defend myself? What must I do?" Paul tells us to put on God's full armor, meaning that God acts as a defense, helping us to resist Satan's temptations. Is this clear? No spiritual life, no Christian life is even possible without resisting temptations, without putting on God's armor, which gives us strength and protects us. He said, but we have to be honest. In this generation, like in so many others, people have been led to believe that the devil is a myth, a figure, an idea of evil. But the devil exists and we must fight against him. Paul tells us this. It's not me saying it. The Word of God is telling us this. But we're not all convinced of this. And then Paul describes God's armor and which are the different types that make up the great armor of God. And he says, stand your ground with the truth, a belt around your waist. The truth is God's armor. This is again, Pope Francis. From a talk he gave, he put it this way finally. He said, life is a military endeavor. Is that how you think about your Christian life and your life here on earth? I mean, he's absolutely correct. Life is a military endeavor. He goes on, Christian life is a battle, a beautiful battle, because when God emerges victorious in every step of our life, this gives us a joy, a great happiness, the joy that the Lord is the victor within us and his free gift of salvation. But we're all a bit lazy, aren't we, in this battle, and we allow ourselves to get carried away by our passions, by various temptations. That's because we're sinners, all of us. But don't get discouraged. Have courage. Have courage and strength because the Lord is with us. I think the Holy Father really nailed it here, that it's very easy for us to fall asleep and to forget and to be distracted, forget the fundamental reality of our life, that we're spiritual creatures made by God for an eternal and a glorious purpose. We have a mortal enemy who is set against us 24/7, 365 days a year. His goal is to seduce us, distracting us, turning us away from God's plan and purpose so that we might begin to live a lie, that we would become really saying no to God means saying yes to the devil. Saying yes to sin is a way of saying no to God, and it's a way of saying yes to the devil and to falling prey to his lies, which leads us to various levels and increasing levels of spiritual bondage and enslavement, alienation from God. And ultimately, the devil wants to lead us to despair. He wants to lead us into sin, thinking it's going to satisfy us and make us happy. And we have an initial charge when we say yes to sin. There's a certain feeling of whatever, release or freedom. But there's always the next day, the next step, the next feeling, which is emptiness, regret. Our conscience kicks in. And our conscience begins to say no, begins to convict us of sin in order to lead us back, lead us to repentance and lead us back to God. The devil wants to get us to the point where we say yes to sin often enough that we can no longer hear the voice of our own conscience. And then he's really got us in a place of ultimate slavery. So what I like to talk about this week, really through the rest of the week, is what the saints, Peter and Paul, and the church have to say to us about this military endeavor that we're engaged in on a daily basis that requires us to be alert, to be sober, to be clear-headed, to put on the armor of God, and understand and remember what's really at stake. What's at stake is your eternal salvation, is holiness, is the call to sanctity. Because without holiness, without sanctity, without being in the Lord, no one can see God. And we're called both to live it ourselves and to help other people be equipped to win the victory that's ours in Christ in this great military endeavor. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.